I'm on music. Okay, there we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Took a small break for me, and then Jade had BlurredCon, which she'll talk more about. And wait, was that it? Yeah. Okay, we only missed 2 weeks. Yeah, cool. Hey, what's up, Lucha? But how are you, Jade? How was BlurredCon?
I am good. BlurredCon was very fun. Tired. Long weekend. But it was fun. It was good seeing all everybody's cosplays. It's like a big cookout, essentially. Just all the black folks. But yeah, no, it was a good time. Like I said, tired, just recouping from all that peopling all weekend. Trying to think if I had any church announcements. The next big con I'll be at would be DreamCon. In between, we'll be in Boston and Philly. Trying to think what else. If anybody knows, follows me, my side stuff, I'm doing a party and a wrestling party. Ooh. So that's cool. So I'll get to wrestle people. and yeah. I'm trying to think what else. That's next weekend. I don't think I have much else going on outside of that. How are you?
Tired for other reasons. Not necessarily peopling, just getting to work in, basically. But overall good, just been busy. As far as my church announcements, nothing this week, really. Stay tuned for an announcement next week. And I will be back consistently on Twitch and YouTube starting next week. I don't have anything big coming up. Outside of DreamCon, DreamCon's the main convention I'll be at this year. Outside that, I had nothing. Yeah, I have nothing. So, I'm chilling over here. Alright, so, let's get straight into our docket, starting off with, oh lord, not with Doichi, my bad. That's weird.
I was like, oh, we're starting at the bottom?
Right? We love Doichi, but, no, my stream deck is being weird. Okay. I love how I can edit in real time. Start off with a news beat was what I was trying to do. All right. We're going to take another trip across the pond, this time over to Portugal, which is a place I always thought about visiting, but I might hold off for a little bit. It might not be too bad, but we'll see. Reason being is because Portugal's president, I'm also doing frames and stuff while I'm talking. All right. Portugal's president, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, disbands parliament and calls for an election on May 18th. And this is after Portugal slipped back into more political uncertainty Wednesday, as in yesterday, after the country's third government fell in as many years when Prime Minister Luis Montenegro lost a confidence vote in parliament. So how this happened is that Montenegro submitted himself to the confidence vote after he was accused of a potential conflict of interest regarding a family law firm. It recently emerged that the firm was receiving payments from a company that has a major gambling concession granted by the government. Montenegro has denied wrongdoing, but he said he will try to regain his post by running again in the snap election in May. The Portuguese administration is also in the process of investing more than 22 billion euros, which converts to 24 billion USD, in the EU development funds as it looks to retool its economy because it's not doing all that great. Much like most of Europe, really. So this is yet another election in the quote-unquote Western world, and more specifically in Europe, that could potentially provide a new opportunity for a far-right faction of the country. This time it's Portugal's far-right party, the Chega, which translates to enough. That party to ride the wave of far-right success across Europe. Chega finished third in last year's election in its best ever result after it successfully tapped into voters' frustration with mainstream politics. So yeah, now our eyes are on Portugal after Germany had a pretty middle-of-the-road election. However, I think the far-right did gain more votes in parliament, but they didn't vote for the far-right party for its chancellor. Canada also had its election recently, I believe. Or basically they had Trudeau's successor named. So it was Greenland that had its election recently. That's where I was confusing it. And I think Greenland voted for a center right head of state. So but not far right. So, just interesting stuff internationally going on, to complement our floating dumpster fire here in the U.S. But at any rate, your thoughts on Portugal, Jade?
Yeah, it's looking real America-ish. Looking real 2016-ish. Over in Portugal. But no, it's something to watch. Seeing how much traction their far right party would gain. Because when they had, like I said, like I joke when I'm like, oh, it's looking real America-ish, but like for real, it really is looking very much how people, that's how we ended up voting. And not we as in me personally. We as in the majority. A lot of times when you have a party that speaks to the frustrations of the people, but you don't actually, they pander to that, but then it might end up being something negative, as we see. When you go too far right, you can go too far left, you can go too far right. You have to have an equal balance. And it's not looking too good right now.
Yeah, I guess one thing we gonna do in this modern era is set trends for at least parts of the developed world. All right, I have nothing else on Portugal, just that got yet another election to look out for, so we'll be tracking as May 18th gets closer. You got anything else before we move on?
Nope.
All right, on to Creator Hub news. We actually got a deep dive, but it's because I just want to rag on this person because they're dumb. But first, Creator Hub news, starting with Twitch. So Path to Partner achievement now officially reflects that raids do count towards the 75 concurrent. What is it? Concurrent view? Is CCV concurrent? Yeah, anyway. Concurrent view. Views needed. And it includes a display calculation of average viewers. So that's pretty cool. Also cool that raids do count towards 75. Needed. Still pretty tough to do, but hey, it's a little easier. Enforcement actions aka suspensions, now expire over time. So low severity expires after 90 days and high severity after 1 or 2 years. The system also introduces escalating consequences for repeat offenses. There is a new reporting option for viewership tampering, aka view botting. So don't think you can view bot your way to partner. So that was introduced last week. And there's also an experiment that is ongoing that runs hype trains at random. They still require subs and bits to, I think, initiate, like, to kick off into progress. So, yeah. So that's it on the Twitch side. But any thoughts on Twitch news?
On the hype trains, I was like, I thought it was already kind of at random, but who knows? Who knows? Only the developers know, apparently. But, good that they're counting the raids towards it because, it's good and bad because you can have those people who pander and who beg for raids so that way they can make their views kind of go up and
I feel like
it seem like they have it.
I feel like at least historically begging for raids just doesn't work because it irritates people. At least the circles I've been around.
That is very true. That is true. But you'll have more of that.
People absolutely.
Like, oh, raid me. I'm saying, I'm doing a partner push, raid me. No. But yeah. Let's see. The view botting, I was like, that's something new. But people are real. I just can't imagine. Well, I mean, I can imagine, but like, I just can't imagine you really paying money to farm views. So that way it seems like you're bigger than what you are. And I was like, so when your views, but then you have no chatter going on, that makes. They'll catch on quickly, guys.
Yeah. I don't foresee myself using my disposable income for that purpose.
Yeah. It's like people who buy followers, and it's just like, why? It's
not that important.
It's not. And then when the interactions don't match, then you're just like, okay. That's all I have on that.
All right. YouTube news. YouTube is planning to offer a lower price ad-free premium tier. I know the current one is like $16 basically, or $15.39. Because I pay for it. but they're planning to offer a lower price ad-free premium tier that I think is going to be like $9.99. It's either like $7.99 or $9.99, something like that. I'm trying to remember. I think the current pricing, the $15.39, has like everything including 4K, and I think the lower price would not include like 4K videos. I think it's a distinction, but I gotta double check that. So good news if you don't want to pay $15.39 a month for YouTube Premium. YouTube has also updated its policies regarding gambling content to limit the visibility of content not certified by Google, and is because Google is a parent company, and is introducing new age restrictions. Y'all really don't like gambling. I mean, I kind of get it, but that's been an interesting one of the more interesting things I've learned being a content creator is like there's really this sentiment of anti-gambling among these platforms. Well, most of the platforms. But anything on YouTube news?
on YouTube. Cool that they're having another tier for their premium services, because not everybody wants to pay it. Like, there's so many streaming services that we pay for, and like music, and for that just to be ad free, that's like annoying. It's super annoying. And that's like Amazon, how now they don't, you have to pay to be ad free, which sucks.
Yeah,
it's super annoying. And so it's just like, why? But it's good that they have a new tier. So I'm like, that motivates me a little bit more to be like, oh, well, it's cheaper. I'll go ad free. If it's $10, it's $10. I was like, oh, much cheaper.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I mean, gambling's gambling. I like that they're different streaming services. Not streaming, but, well, these are streaming services. Live streaming, there we go. Ways of, are coming around to them more, of the gambling services. So it'd be interesting to see YouTube's take on it and how they'll handle it. And it's good that they have like an age restriction on it. I mean, the age restriction really not going to help anything unless they do it like how they did with certain states with the porn, and you have to have your ID into the system in order to actually view it. So I don't know how they actually enforce the whole age requirements. But we'll see how that goes, because if one does it, then the others kind of will fall in line and start doing it as well, and that'll open up avenues to have streaming of gambling, or gambling, more gambling games and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. And then next on the TikTok circuit, TikTok Shop is expanding to Italy, Germany, France, Japan, and Brazil this year. And TikTok only lost 10% of its daily active users in the U.S. due to the ban. And speaking of ban, there's rumors that there's going to be an extension. Like, it's not going to, because it's 90 days are almost up. So it's rumors that it's definitely, or if it's rumors that there's very likely a chance that there will be an extension for that, but reportedly TikTok has not been negotiating for its sale. So I don't, at this point, I don't even know if this is just all political theater or what. Only because it's like, it seemed like, and there's studies out there to back it, is like, I thought this was like a real, somewhat real security issue because of its parent company, ByteDance, but maybe not. I don't know. So maybe that top or bottom dollar was just high enough that we're all gonna turn the other way again. But yeah. And creator industry news really quick, which I thought was interesting. IGN Live is returning in June to fill the void left by E3, to which I would say I thought Summer Game Fest was what filled the void left by E3. Not that everybody likes Summer Game Fest per se. There have been light critiques of it, and understandably, it's still like, it's newer than E3 was. So it's still kind of like finding its footing, but the main critique is that it's just celebrity bloated, but more so during the Game Award, the actual Game Awards, not Summer Game Fest. But I thought Summer Game Fest was the response to the death of E3. I could be wrong, but yeah, I think it's interesting. IGN Live is putting its hat in the ring for June. And I'm also wondering, is that going to lead to some sort of competition of, like, if we are having AAA trailers released later this summer, like new trailers, released later this summer, they're going to be in a bidding war between IGN Live and Summer Game Fest. So, interesting. I don't know. I'm very curious about that part. But your thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Like you said, I thought that void was already filled. But if IGN wants to throw their hat in the ring and be like, we're going to be the ones that are going to be the go-to for this time. but yeah, I'm not surprised that TikTok hasn't really done anything, because now they're... How can I phrase it? Because I have to watch what I say. The whole reason behind the ban was something fictitious made up. Well, not fictitious, but...
I would say exaggerated.
Yeah, it was exaggerated. And then it started a witch hunt on them, which the ban, they turned their own servers off on the US. They flipped that switch, not the other way around. And then they turned it back on. So, it again, exaggerations. So them not like really looking for buyers and negotiating being sold, not surprising, like in the slightest. They're thriving at this point right now. They're just like, oh, we only lost 10%, so that's really not that much. That's something that you can gain back over time. So yeah, because probably by the next quarter, they'll probably get that back for the viewers that they did lose. That yawn hit me. but yeah, and then them expanding, like, it shows that they're kind of just trucking along with their expanding their TikTok shop, which is very addicting. Because
I still haven't been on TikTok shop.
Once you break the seal of like you being afraid to buy something off of there, and you buy something, it actually works and pans out, then you're like, ooh, it's terrible. It's so terrible. I was like, I bought a couple things off of TikTok shop before now, and I'm like, and I've not been disappointed. So,
cool. So noted. Don't start a new addiction this year.
Correct.
All righty. So we got a bit of a deep dive. Jesus. I guess sorry in advance for cursing y'all with this. But anyway. Okay. So this kick streamer called Johnny Tamale. If you don't know who that is, congratulations on having a normal algorithm. But this kick streamer is in court in South Korea. Was actually banned from leaving South Korea and is in court facing 10 years in jail because he's a dumbass. Basically, he was over there wilding out, like, harassing people in South Korea, saying all of this, saying all these negative things about South Korea, bringing up North Korea propaganda, basically praising North Korea in South Korea. And if you don't know why that matters, it's because there's a North and South Korea for a reason. That spans back about 70 years. But basically they do not have a good relationship at all. They are very much adversaries. So to bring North Korea propaganda and do North Korean speech in South Korea is like treasonous, basically. So in the eyes of South Korea. So that, yeah, that is what is going on. And is just another this is starting to be a theme of certain Americans going overseas and making people overseas not want to take us in if things turn out worse here. So, but yeah, that's basically the gist of what is going on with Johnny Somali. I know a lot of, like, I won't say a lot, but it has been covered a bit around the YouTube circuits and probably a bit, you know, throughout Twitter. I'm assuming. I say I'm assuming because I won't be on there like that. But, yeah. Yeah. Interesting things. What's worse is that he's not the only streamer doing this. He's just the one that's facing the worst sentence right now. But, yeah. Your thoughts, though, Jade?
You're so dumb. And they do things for likes and views and clicks and follows. And at a point, it's like, use your brain.
It's been rotted. It's been rotted.
It's ugh. Ugh. I just can't. I can't fathom going to a foreign country and spewing things about another foreign country that you know that they're on, like, there's a whole reason. Everybody, I feel like everybody knows that South Korea and North Korea don't get along, and that there's a whole thing because a lot of the times with most countries, North Korea doesn't get along with most countries, period. So why would you go over there and spew some type of rhetoric about them? It's crazy. It's asinine. He deserves it because just, like, you're not thinking, you're not. And hopefully this teaches, like, hate that you're black, but I hope this teaches a lesson that,
we ain't gotta claim them.
But, like, this can teach a lesson just to, for other streamers to be like, don't do dumb shit because you think that you're immune to it, and you, like the prank videos and stuff. A lot of those are not funny because you're gonna run up on the wrong person one day, and it's gonna turn out negative. And this, like, now you're gonna get the consequences because you don't think, you live in this world where you think that there are none, and it's all like haha joke. Even if you were if he was playing about what he was saying, which he's probably going to say that in court, that he didn't mean any of it. But it's just like, why do that?
Oh yeah, and he was still live streaming, by the way, while awaiting his court date and going through trial. Well, I'll say awaiting his court date. And saying to his chat that he was gonna, I think he said he was gonna fake mental incompetence to try to get off, which could then be used by South Korean lawyers or the parliament as evidence. Yeah, he told.
So you said what you're going to do on a recorded device.
Yep.
That's accessible by anybody.
In 4K on Kick.
In 4K. They got you in 4K, 1080p, 720, analog, digital, all that. And they're just dumb, just so stupid. And I bet he's in his 20s.
Gotta be.
Because that's some, your frontal lobe has not developed yet behavior.
Yes. Yeah, that's very much a fuck around and find out era.
Yes.
Some find out more than others, apparently. So yeah, so that's going on. So, you know, guys, if you do go overseas, be smart. Or if you can't be smart, be quiet. Anything else on this, though? I just wanted to, like, cover it because it was being covered. And I kind of relish at the opportunity to call people dumbasses when it's deserved.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. That's all I have on him. He's...
All right. In more dumbassery, for I just don't care, for the week, this young lady who I didn't realize was from the U.S. is a influencer, a content creator in the U.S. or from the U.S. Went over to Australia and got the Australians mad because she stole a baby wombat from its mom. The mom was right there. She just decided to pick up the baby wombat and go about her merry way. So Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was the latest to criticize this woman. And because of her video of her taking a wild baby wombat, anger conservationists over there. So I don't even know her full name, but her last name is Jones. She calls herself an outdoor enthusiast and hunter. She was filmed picking up the Joey by the road and running across it to a car while his mother ran after them. Somebody else was across the street, like, filming it. Immigration officials in Australia are reviewing Jones's visa. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, that's from Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, and there are calls for her to be deported. It's specifically an online petition that supported her deportation has received 10,500 signatures so far. So, thanks, Americans, for continuing to soil our reputation. Australia ain't gonna want none of us.
Right? It's like, don't ruin that before I get a chance to go.
Right. But, any further thoughts on Miss Jones being a wombat woman?
Again, stupidity. So, like, your frontal lobe must not have developed all the way yet.
I think this is... This is a grown woman, though, so I don't think she's 20-something.
Is she in her 30s? She better not be in her 30s.
I actually don't know, but I'm... Oh. I don't think... It's not really giving 20, 21. I would say mid to late 20s.
You know what? It's giving... entitled. That's what it is.
Okay.
An entitlement of what you think you can do. Like, I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
Like, pick up a Joey Wombat. Times,
there's entitlement.
Yes.
And, yeah. It's like, you had all the audacity. And to sit there and think it's funny. And it's like, first of all, that's a wild animal. That's a wild animal. Why aren't you afraid of picking up a wild animal that could have God knows what disease? I mean, ew.
You know, they don't really think about that part.
They don't. I don't get it. That's how, it's like when you're on vacation and the people be taking the pictures with the monkeys and all that kind of stuff. And I'd be like, no, because if I get bit, watch me be the one that gets sick and die. No. They're like, it's cute and fun. I'm like, no. It's not. I cringe. But yeah. Says the girl who wants to touch otters, but that's different. They're social creatures. They're social creatures.
I feel like you, like, you need your argument just a little. Just a little bit there. Just kind of hit it in the knees, in the back of the knees a bit.
Like, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But we are 2-0 on looking like dumbasses to other countries right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. So that happened. Australia, don't strike us off the map just yet. I still want to visit one day.
Right.
I'm going to hurry along because I hear thunder and I don't want the lights to go out, mystery. All right, we're going to hurry along to weekly roundup. Okay, so big shout outs. Now we get to Doechii. Big shout outs to Doechii, who was named 2025's Woman of the Year by Billboard. She earned the title, landing her in the same company as Taylor Swift, SZA, Lady Gaga, and last year's honoree, Kiro G. This news arrives just 1 month after Doechii has been on a great run, where she won the Grammy for the Best Rap Album, and is only the third woman to win in that category. I her one song, Denial is a River, it plays on the radio, so I really do like that song. I just want to listen to more of her music. But yeah, shout out to her.
Yes, I love me some Doechii.
Doechii, is the E, it's not a separate.
Yeah.
Okay, Doechii.
I was gonna let you ride.
It's okay, no, I need to learn.
That's why I subtly just said it.
But I caught it. Friends. But I learned, and that's what matters.
Friends, we help each other.
My pronunciation has not been on the best street lately, so.
I've listened to Doechii for a while. Like the first time I heard her, was like 2 years ago, a year or two ago. And I heard one song and I was like, oh, I fucked with that song. And then start listening to some of her other stuff and I was like, okay. I was like, I like this rapper, because it was not a lot of female rappers that a lot of the new age female rappers are just like to me.
That's fair.
It's because I'm over a certain age bracket, so I'm not the Ice Spice demographic.
Oh, that's who you're talking about. I was trying to figure out, now who are we talking about here? Because I was
the Ice Spices of the world.
I feel like Ice Spice has kind of fizzled out, though.
She has.
Just overall, I don't really see people promoting her as... I actually saw a tweet the other day. I think someone was like, why don't y'all embrace Ice Spice more? Or something to that effect. And somebody replies, because we're not in a scat play. We are not that progressive.
It's true.
All that to say, yeah, I was like, I think Ice Spice's course has pretty much run. It's kind of swung back to the Doechii's and
because she falls back into even now she got super skinny and then she gained the weight back. And then
oh, I know she gained the weight back.
Because it came across my post and my algorithm for some reason. And Shade Room B, I need to really unfollow them so that way I can stop seeing stuff. But also sometimes they have things that you want to see. You're like, oh snap, pop culture wise.
Yeah,
it's a double edged sword. But yeah, they had her on there, and I was just like, why? And she was doing what she always does, which is just shake her ass, because that's all she can fall back on. And I was just like...
It's not even good ass shaking, to me.
It's not Meg.
It's not Meg, exactly. Stuff. It's not even Cardi.
No. It's just moving for, I don't know for who. But it's for the younger kids, because that ain't for me. That's how I was like, there's rappers of that age bracket that don't, I'm not their target audience.
That's fair.
So it's just so when you have the Doechii's who are actual rappers, and you're like, oh shit, so yeah, I was like, I fuck with her. And kudos to her for. She deserves all her accolades and all her flowers, because it's been people who followed her since the beginning, I guess, mm-hmm. they followed her since her like YouTube days, and seeing the progression. And so it's just like, okay. And she's only been at it for like 5 years. Not at it, but aggressively.
Yeah.
For 5 years now. So that shows like when you put the work in, sometimes as you have talent, you can be more than just a one hit wonder, and you can have a career that establishes. So yeah.
Yeah. All right, T. All right. And then last but not least, so interesting thing happened this week. Between last week and this week, my days have started blending together. But police were called to Wendy Williams. First off, she's all right. But police were called to Wendy Williams' room after she dropped a note to paparazzi begging them to help. This was like I said, earlier this week, maybe over this past weekend. And then after a psychiatric evaluation, Wendy Williams was ruled to be alert and oriented and received a 10 out of 10 score on a capacity test, according to TMZ. TMZ also reported that the results would be used in the court case seeking to end the former talk show host's guardianship, which she has been in since 2022, which was kind of what that documentary on her was kind of centered around. That release, was that last year or a year before? But
I can't remember.
I think it was last year. Like earlier last year. But yeah. So Williams is also waiting to be retested for frontotemporal dementia. Oh, I can pronounce that fine. Frontotemporal dementia, after denying she suffered from the condition earlier this year. She was diagnosed with that disease in 2023. So, and she actually had gone out to dinner with, I think, her niece either today or yesterday, and apparently she wasn't supposed to do that in her current guardianship assisted living facility condition, so got in a bit of trouble for that. But yeah, just very interesting news, considering that was what, or basically that was the reason why she was trending a few days ago. But your thoughts, Jade?
Yeah, I think it's that her conservatorship is really sad.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like not even a family member. It's that, and then she had to get permission to go to her father's birthday. And it was just like, and now her son's older, so like you can't even see your own child. So if she's competent, then she should be able to either have the guardianship done or transfer it to somebody else, because obviously whoever is in charge of it now is like, they're not doing it for her best interest.
Right.
Like, why would you have somebody who, yes, she might have early stages of dementia, but why would you have her in a home, in a nursing home already at her age?
You're right.
That's ridiculous. Especially because she has money. You can have like a private nurse and things like that in the home versus putting her in a nursing home with old people. I was like, it's a sad thing. And like the whole guardianship and conservatorships, they are very interesting to learn about. I just watched a documentary like a month ago about some other ones. It was a part of a docuseries on HBO. And that one was focusing on conservatorships and stuff. And they were talking about Brittany and Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, if you remember Bam Margiano from Viva La Bam. Then Jackass.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, him. He's in one.
Hmm.
He needs to be in one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The drugs are bad.
Gotcha.
And his family doesn't want to take accountability and tell him no. So they had somebody outside the family do it to be the bad guy instead. So he definitely, I feel, needs to be in one, because it's out of control, outside looking in. That's just from one perspective of it. But yeah. But yeah, those conservatorships and guardianships are very tricky. Hopefully she can get out from under this one, because it seems like she doesn't need to be under one. If medically she doesn't need to be under one, then she doesn't need to be under one. Mm-hmm. And that way they can guide it to where she can just have assistance where she needs, but have control of her own life again.
Yeah. I agree. Especially if her evaluation is showing that she's pretty much competent. Hopefully this will be sufficient to end this guardianship that she's under, which it seems like the people who put her under the guardianship just basically wanted to have access to her money, so. Which is a very messed up situation, but yeah, hopefully get further progress on ending her guardianship, on moving the court case along to end her guardianship. So, all right, anything else before we wrap up?
Just don't go to Australia and be stealing wombats.
And don't go to South Korea and wild out and post North Korean propaganda.
Right. Oh, dummies. Just dummies.
All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. We shall return soon.